You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There was a lawyer once. His name was Francis Scott Key. He penned a song that I'm sure you're aware of. You've seen it. It's in most hymnals throughout our churches. It's called the National Anthem. It is our song as an American. We go, however, to a ball game. We stand in our church services and we sing the words of that song, and they float over our minds and our lips, and we don't even realize what we're singing. Most of us have memorized it as a child, but we've never really thought about what it means. Let me tell you a story. Francis Scott Key was a lawyer in Baltimore. The colonies were engaged in vicious conflict with the mother country, Britain. Because of this conflict and the protractedness of it, they had accumulated prisoners on both sides. The American colonies had prisoners and the British had prisoners. And the American government initiated a move. They went to the British and they said, "Let us negotiate for the release of these prisoners." They said, "We want to send a man out to discuss this with you." They were holding the American prisoners in boats about 1,000 yards offshore. And they said, "We want to send a man by the name of Francis Scott Key. He will come out and negotiate to see if we can make a mutual exchange." On the appointed day, in a rowboat, he went out to this boat and he negotiated with the British officials. And they reached a conclusion that men could be exchanged on a one-for-one basis. Francis Scott Key, jubilant with the fact that he'd been successful, went down below in the boats, and what he found was a cargo hold full of humanity, men. And he said, "Men, I've got news for you tonight. You're free." He said, "Tonight I have negotiated successfully your return to the colonies." He said, "You'll be taken out of this boat, out of this filth, out of your chains." As he went back up on board to arrange for their passage to the shore, the admiral came and he said, "We have a slight problem." He said, "We will still honor our commitment to release these men, but it'll be merely academic after tonight. It won't matter." And Francis Scott Key said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, Mr. Key," he said, "tonight we have laid an ultimatum upon the colonies. Your people will either capitulate and lay down the colors of that flag that you think so much of, or you see that fort right over there, Fort Henry? He said, "We're going to remove it from the face of the earth." He said, "How are you going to do that?" He said, "If you will, scan the horizon of the sea." And as he looked, he could see hundreds of little dots. And he said, "That's the entire British war fleet." He said, "All of the gunpowder, all of the armament is being called upon to demolish that fort. It will be here within striking distance in a matter of about 2.5 hours. He said, "The war is over. These men would be free anyway." He said, "You can't shell that fort." He said, that's a large fort. He said, "It's full of women and children." He says, "It's predominantly not a military fort." He said, "Don't worry about it." They said, "We've left them a way out." And he said, "What's that?" He said, "Do you see that flag way up on the rampart?" He said, "We have told them that if they will lower that flag, the shelling will stop immediately. And we'll know that they've surrendered, and you'll now be under British rule." Francis Scott Key went down below and told the men what was about to happen. And they said, "How many ships?" He said, "Hundreds." The ships got closer. Francis Scott Key went back up on top and he said, "Men, I'll shout down to you what's going on as we watch." As twilight began to fall, and as the haze hung over the ocean as it does at sunset, suddenly the British war fleet unleashed. He says, "The sound was deafening. There were so many guns that there were no reliefs." He said, "It was absolutely impossible to talk or hear." He said, "Suddenly the sky, although dark, was suddenly lit." And he says, from down below, all he could hear the men, the prisoners, saying was, "Tell us where the flag is. What have they done with the flag? Is the flag still flying over the rampart? Tell us." 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours into the shelling. Every time the bomb would explode and it would be close to the flag, they could see the flag in the illuminated red glare of that bomb, and Francis Scott Key would report down to the men below, "It's still up. It's not down." The admiral came and he said, "Your people are insane." He said, "What's the matter with them?" He said, "Don't they understand this is an impossible situation?" Francis Scott Key said he remembered what George Washington had said. He said, "The thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people in the world is he will die on his feet before he'll live on his knees." The admiral said, "We have now instructed all of the guns to focus on the rampart to take that flag down." He said, "We don't understand something. Our reconnaissance tells us that that flag has been hit directly again and again and again, and yet it's still flying. We don't understand that." But he said, "Now we're about to bring every gun for the next 3 hours to bear on that point." Francis Scott Key said the barrage was unmerciful. All that he could hear was the men down below praying. The prayer: "God, keep that flag flying where we last saw it." Sunrise came. He said there was a heavy mist hanging over the land, but the rampart was tall enough. There stood the flag, completely nondescript, in shreds. The flagpole itself was at a crazy angle, but the flag was still at the top. Francis Scott Key went aboard and immediately went into Fort Henry to see what had happened. And what he found had happened was that that flagpole and that flag had suffered repetitious direct hits. And when hit, had fallen. But men, fathers, who knew what it meant for that flag to be on the ground, although knowing that all of the British guns were trained on it, walked over and held it up humanly until they died. Their bodies were removed and others took their place. Francis Scott Key said what held that flagpole in place at that unusual angle were patriots' bodies. He penned the song, "Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. O'er the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that the flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet fly and wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? The debt was demanded. The price, it was paid.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallant streaming, and the rocket's red glare that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Well, I wonder how many people that are running the flag even have a clue. There's a lot more to this story. They had reinforced Fort St. McHenry. They had scuttled 20-some ships to make it difficult for the British to fire. So they had to fire from the long distance, which made it so they weren't near as accurate. And they figure they fired 1,500 rounds, 1,500 times into that fort. That's a lot of ammo hitting the fort, 1,500 rounds. But they had reinforced it, and they'd scuttled 27 ships, so they couldn't get real close. So that, the you know, there was some planning that went into this. But still, Americans held it up. They died holding up the flag. Are we taught this? No. Why? So when you dishonor the American, the national anthem, we have no idea. These people have no idea. They're narcissistic, they're evil, there is no wiggle room. You either love our country. It's not perfect. Never will be. But I tell you one thing, there's no better place on planet Earth right now, and never has been. And it's been striving to be better. Except now that we have Comrade Biden and the communists and the anarchists and the totalitarian, the globalists, and God, everybody that wants to, they're doing everything to tear our country down. Overrun it with people. Turn the criminals loose. No bail. Get out. Break into New York. Raid. Do all stuff. Are we arrested? Turn you loose. They don't even prosecute them. Oh, but the insurrection of the January 6th, which was not an insurrection. And the only person shot, well, we don't know who that is. Who shot her? What was she doing? Nothing. Climbing in a building. And then there's video of the police letting them in, and we got the FBI's letting people in, and it was a setup. Of course it was. This whole pandemic, I watched on Tucker Carlson. He had this virologist, this gal from China. She worked with the top virologist in the world. She worked on this virus, folks. First-hand knowledge. Was it a bioweapon? Absolutely. Was it meant to go against the whole world? Absolutely. Does it take a rocket scientist to figure that out when in Wuhan you can't go anywhere, but you can hop an airplane and go infected and go anywhere in the world? I mean, are we like stupid? Well, we can't say that, though. Oh, no, we can't say that. We can't call it the Chinese virus. Oh, no. And these vaccines are not vaccines. I don't want ever want any vaccine. But the new one's this mRNA stuff nonsense is modifying our DNA. And these protein things or whatever, the spikes that are in there are already, this gal talks about it, going into the neurological part of the causing all types of problems with our brain and other neurological problems. And she said, we don't have a clue what to do. There were over 6,000 deaths a couple of weeks ago. Over 300,000 people have been in serious... something in my throat again. Serious results from this taking this stuff. And there's, I forget what the number is on the ones that have been permanently, all kinds of things. I mean, that's like palsy or all types of stuff. And nothing's happening. We don't hear. Here in Alaska, all I hear is, get your vaccine, get your vaccine. And they're offering lotteries to vaccinate people. My only hope is that these politicians aren't taking placebos. Because they need to get a good dose of this stuff. That's one way to get rid of them, maybe. But this Dr. Peter McCulloch, which is the most published person on heart and kidney, he said what they're doing to these pregnant women. I forget what some in the first trimester, it was like, I don't know, boy, it was over 50. I think it was 80%, whatever, having miscarriages. It's going to affect their ability to ever get pregnant again. He said it's pure evil. It's meant to inflict harm. This is the top doc, man. He's it. And they haven't bothered him much because he says, bring it on. And why are they going after, how do they keep these doctors all shut up? Well, they move them over because the insurance is so complicated. So they move into a clinic so they don't have to have all the personnel to figure out how to get the insurance forms. So once they work for the clinic, they said, they tell the doc, shut the hell up. And if he leaves, he signs the thing, he can't work within 50 miles. So most of his patient base is gone. So he has to start all over. Ain't that special? And the lawyers, just like Alaska, the lawyers can't do constitutional law. It's right in Rule 5 and Rule 64. They take an oath to use the Alaska Bar Courts created by the Alaska Bar. They changed the name of the court. They changed the venue. The other, what's so crazy, is it's still in the code, the quote, constitutional side, and nobody wants to listen. Ayn Rand had it. Reason is not automatic. Those that deny reason can't be cured by it. Leave them alone. Can't. And the majority of people are like that right now. But there is an awakening coming. Why aren't we hearing about Mike Lindell stuff? He has what is equivalent to the DNA of a man or a woman in the electronic, in the digital world. They know where what computers, where they were located, and all the packets, and where they went, how they got there, the IPs, all that stuff, what computer they went to, and how many votes they flipped. And nobody's talking about it. Why? Because they're afraid to get sued by Dominion. And of course, the lawyer that filed Mike Lindell, the law firm, fired him. I haven't heard how that came out. They're going to lose. Back in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Okay, well, we're back here. I just looked at Arizona statutes and stuff. There's 9 hits in Westlaw. They are mandated to use the National Voter Registration Act forms, which got to be a citizen of the United States. But unequivocally, I just put out a form on the list, IRS list, to use, because you can't be a citizen of the United States and unless you won't lie, if you understand what's going on, and sit on a jury. They don't ask me no more. Because as soon as they ask, within the preliminary, when they get all the group together, they're pre-screening them to see if we've got any patriots that's got any brains. Just hold up your hand. Anybody here not a citizen? And I said, Yazamas, that's me. That's me right over here. This little white boy. Come on up here to the front. Talk to the judge for a minute. I said, you know, I'm a citizen of Alaska, domiciled in Alaska, and I would have to educate everybody in the jury pool about this fraud of the citizen of the United States. Out of here. You're gone. No argument, no nothing. These other, you turn around and watch these other people and look and say, what the heck did he just do? I don't have a clue. I put out a form. I'd love to sit on a jury, but I'm not going to lie to get on one. I sure as I couldn't convict somebody. I don't understand why people don't object. That's how I got out of a whole ton of these when they were doing these driver's license misdemeanors. They swear in Alaska. Same thing in the federal court. I don't know if the state courts, all of them are like that or not. They're going to do it some way. They have to get it on the record when jeopardy attaches. They have to have it in the record that you have consented to have citizens of the United States. The judge will ask it in the federal courts, is there anybody here not a citizen of the United States once they've been selected? You then, when you say, you don't say anything, by your silence, you're saying, I don't want to have a constitutional court and a trial by jury of my peers. Of course, I think my peers are citizens of the United States because I don't know no better. I want to go over here in this rigged court. That's what's going on. It's amazing how they can do this stuff if they've got it down to a science. The simplest things can just, real simple, real quick, and you're gone. You just gave up everything by remaining silent. Because you had no clue what to do. This other decision that they did on this Affordable Care Act, I got to bring that up. I got to find that here. That the Supreme Court did before this. It shocks the conscience. And it even shocked the conscience of a couple of judges. This was California versus Texas. It's docket number 19-840 if you want to go in and download it from the Supreme Court if you don't have Westlaw or something. 19-840, California versus Texas. I looked at just two things I talked about last week at the very beginning on the first page of their opinion. It says, before Congress amended the act, the Internal Revenue Service had implemented 5000A B by requiring individual taxpayers to report to their federal income tax return whether they carried minimum essential coverage or could claim an exemption. What's wrong with that statement? First of all, this is in the congressional record too. What was the purpose of the Administrative Procedures Act? It was to make subsidy rigs. They say so a couple of places. They also say in the representatives that nothing applies to us, because they're assuming we're all citizens of the United States, until there are regulations. There's supposed to be subsidy regulations implemented. And they say implemented. It should be promulgated. They don't implement a damn thing. That's a nonsense word. And they get around for that with the old Chevron deference. Well, we're not going to talk about the APA. We're not going to talk about the Federal Register Act. We're going to say, well, you know, it kind of looks like maybe what Congress wanted to do. So we'll give it a Chevron deference. And these people are so stupid, they don't have a clue how to plead the other. So we'll just go along with the Chevron deference. And everybody's happy as a clam. It has no force and effect of law. Not even close. Not even close. I put out on the list, I did a search on all of the 301 regs for the IRS. What's a 301 reg? A 301 regulation. First of all, what is so important, Congress does statutes. Agencies do regulations in the Federal Register. They're totally separate. How do we know that? Because the Federal Register Act says anything of applicability or legal effect has to be in the Federal Register by an agency or federal agency or anybody like that. It's got to be there. And if it's not there, they're done. And everybody has to take judicial notice because that is the rule of law to use against agencies. And I don't understand why they don't do it. Nobody brings it up. I don't know. It's just it's amazing. Back.
True. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, we're back here. I got my pretty cat off my desk here. He loves to get up here and be hauled and walk on the keyboard. Hey, no. Can't be up here, kid. Has anybody ever read 26 U.S.C. 5000A? If you don't do what they say, they can't do a notice of tax lien. They can't do anything to come after your property. What they will do, you're getting a refund, they'll just take it out of the refund and be my guess. I don't know that, but that'd be my guess, because then you don't have any say on it. I'll get to the final, what the opposition said. The other thing, they use an IRS publication, 5187. Congress amended the act, made it clear no statute further requires taxpayers to report whether they do or do not maintain coverage. See IRS publication. Publications are not law. IRS manual is not law. My gosh, there's so many cases on that, it'd blow your head. And they're citing it, so it must have force and effect of law. Why are we citing it? Sheesh. So now we go to the bottom of the page. Just all the rest of it's nonsense, other than one place in the middle here. Let's see here. They go one place here, which it boggles the mind how the Supreme Court could even say this. Let's see here what they said here. Saving the act again through a feat of linguistic ingenuity, this time by defining state to mean state or the federal government. Can you believe that? state means state or federal government. How about several states? No, we don't do that. Where do we find that? That's in the Voter Registration Act. State means a state of the United States, which means you're a municipal entity under the United States, and the District of Columbia. Those are two different venues in states. Two different. They're totally different. If you're in D.C., you have no right to an Article III court. Been held over and over. You have no right to taxation without representation. Because you're not in the several states. 14th Amendment doesn't have any application to a citizen of the United States in D.C., but it does if you're outside of D.C.? Wait a heck a minute here. What kind of citizens of the United States do we got going here? First of all, it does here and it don't here. How come you're a qualified elector in the District of Columbia and outside, I got to sign up and say I am? And it's a crime to say that I am under 18 U.S.C. 911. How are you going to prove I'm a citizen of the United States? How? Oh, that's right. You're getting to give me to volunteer. You can't make this stuff up. This is atrocious. And in the closing, this is all you need to read. It says here, because the mandate is unlawful and the injury-causing provisions are inextricably linked to the mandate, the federal defendants cannot enforce those provisions against the state plaintiffs. And the state plaintiffs are entitled to a judgment providing as much. Now, this is the dissenting opinion, but here's where it gets interesting. No one can fail to be impressed by the lengths to which this court has been willing to defend the administrative, the Affordable Care Act against all threats. A penalty is a tax. But they can't do anything with it. They can't do liens. Can't do levies. And the United States is a state. That's the Voter Registration Act, folks. The United States is a state. How in the heck can the government of the United States be comprised of the several states? It'd be a state, because they left out the word several. They know that's what changed in 1913 on the 17th Amendment. The people of the several states was on the, Article 1 for House of Representatives. They left out the several. Then they get us, because we're dumb and stupid or whatevers. We tend to believe these people. So everybody is getting elected by the 17th Amendment, or by a citizen of the United States, when the 17th Amendment went through. So in 1913, we changed from the real party of interest, the United States, because there's nobody home, to United States of America, which is Congress. You'll say every United States District Court is all United States of America now. That's the charging party, for the benefit of the United States. And they say that the United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Now, I've got 110 cases. They're rubbing our noses in it. They're in charge. And we created a court, United States District Court, where the judge represents the court, and the court's under the plenary power of Congress, Article 1, Section 8, excuse me, Clause 9, and they print it. And nobody's interested. If you don't have a constitutional court, it's all rigged. State and federal. They go on to say the 18 states who bear costly burdens under the Affordable Care Act cannot even get a foot to the door to raise a constitutional challenge. So a tax that does not tax is allowed to stand and support one of the biggest government programs in our nation's history. Fans of judicial inventiveness will applaud once again. And ain't that the truth? We're in trouble when these guys will go so far to say United States is a state. And you got a tax, a penalty is a tax. Really? You can't make this stuff up. This is by people that are supposed to be at the top of the heap. They're supposed to be learned in the law, and they're lying through their teeth. And I took about 15 minutes. I was starting on the first page, saw those two, and I said, let me go to the end and see what the other side did in the last paragraph says it all. All the rest of it in the middle is just all garbage. It's noise. It's nothing. And they just go on and on and on around about this, about the rights of citizens in the United States shall not be infringed to vote. To vote means what? They can't discriminate when they show up, but they are not entitled to the right of suffrage or the right of the elective franchise to cast a ballot for a constitutional government. They have no political rights. Now, in 185 ALR 155, it says, well, you could have elections for them if you wanted. Then the states do, because they've all bought into this nonsense. We're in trouble, folks. These lawyers won't go there, because they can't. They can't go there. It's up to you and me. Why, in the Supreme Court right now, I have conclusive evidence that the Internal Revenue Service is using 301 regs, a 301 regulation under Chrysler v. Brown, 441 U.S. 281, 1979, said, if it is a Part 301, so if it says 26 CFR 301 point something, it is called a housekeeping regulation. When it starts with 301 point something, it's housekeeping and has nothing to do with the people. It's only internal. That's a holding of the Supreme Court of the United States. And it's codified under 5 U.S.C. 301. They don't want you to know that's where it comes from. That's in the, by the way, Chrysler v. Brown. So what is covered? The Code of Federal Regulations is a compilation of Federal Register publications. And in it, they put the parts in front of it, like 26 CFR Part 301. There's some of them that are Part 1, income taxes. Part 31, which is Treasury nonsense, money. And then behind it has to be the statute it has application to. So guess what? The notice of the notice of deficiency, which is mandated to get into tax court, is a Part 301 reg. 6211 and 6212. Why do we have tax court? There's no authority to be there. And nobody talks about it. They use codes. You can't use code against an agency. It's like oil. It's like water and oil. They don't mix. They do it all the time. And nobody calls about it. There are some cases out there, but very few. Tax court can't even exist. There is no reason for it to. There's no reason for the IRS to exist. Number one, they can't do a deficiency. Number two, they can't do assessments. That's a 301 reg, 6203. You go look at your notice of federal tax lien, two out of three of those codes on the top. The 301 regs. 6331, levy, liens. All that. They can't do it. There's no restraint. They can't file in your county. That's a 301 reg. Why does anybody use it? I just sit and scratch my head and say, what is it going to take to wake people up? And then the Supreme Court has a rule that says only attorneys can file friends of court in amicus curiae. Well, we're going to try it because otherwise, the people in America have never filed into a constitutional court since they've been born because they don't exist. How do we know that? There's an office for them to fill, but there's no elections. The offices are all vacant under the National Voter Registration Act of 1993 and before. If you have an office, but nobody runs for that office, you sure as the heck can't have anybody in it if nobody's running for it. And the United States District Courts because a citizen of the United States doesn't have standing. So they changed the Judiciary Act 1875, then they created a new court system in 1948. Judicial power of a district court. Judicial power of the United States. Judicial power is a function of government. And of the prepositional phrase, the object of that is the name of the dang government. Judicial power of a district court. I didn't know a district court was a government. And they explain it. They say the judge represents the court, and the court is under the plenary power. And I've got it. It's Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. There's no doubt about it. This is all black and white. It's their stuff. And nobody's... How do I wake people up? There's no reason to file IRS. Could redo the W-4. Write an exempt like the instructions. If you email me at IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com and I'll show you. I got a picture of it. You have to modify their implied in law contract. They're putting out, would you like to be obligated to us? Now, we don't owe you a thing. This is why there's no Article 3 courts. Because you see, the IRS regulations, it is an invite. Would you like to volunteer? But there's no case or controversy. You got to have two people in a pissing match. The IRS owes us nothing. Zero. Zip. It's been tried over, and people just keep going to court. The IRS didn't do this. The IRS doesn't have to do a thing. We are volunteering to be obligated to them if we'd ever read the court cases. They just keep doing it over and over, year after year. Everybody just keeps doing it. I don't know why, because we don't understand. Why? The only person that I am, and I'm not because I'm so smart or so whatever, because I got a lot of people donate. Why doesn't anybody understand you attack the enemy with what it takes to kill it? It's like the COVID-19. Get hydroxychloroquine or Ivermectin or whatever the hell it is. And there's all kinds of things that go against COVID-19 that work. Why? It's all cheap. It's available. Now it's finally coming out. Why? If you've got an enemy, you use what it takes to bring the enemy down. If it's a submarine, you use torpedoes and stuff for depth charges. You sure as heck don't fire rounds above the ocean. The thing that agencies cannot stand that exposes them is that they have to, general applicability and legal effect that is mandated. The only way they can talk to anybody is through the Federal Register. And that's at the bottom of all of the CFRs, whether you have the CFR at the top, it'll have the title, 26 is Internal Revenue Criminals. CFR is a compilation, 301 or Part 1 or whatever is the section. And then the next, after the period, is the code, is the title of the code. In the statute where it's codified, U.S. Code. Then you go to the bottom of that regulation. And you look at the CFRs. They will be under credits. You go look at the Federal Register publications. If they're 301, you're already done. They can't send you a thing that you owe. They can't assess. They can't post notices of federal tax lien. They can't levy. They can't lien. They can't do distraint. They're done. That's just for starters. Why are we doing it? I don't know. Where are the patriots? I don't know. Just extremely frustrating when you see this. It's like, and I'm no John the Baptist, but it's like one crying in the wilderness. He just falls on deaf ears. I got the evidence. It's their stuff, folks. It's not mine. It's filed in the Mooney case in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, especially in the... reply and then the inbox, and it's also filed in the which you can download, even though there's some, I think we got the wrong revision in there, but whatever, there's some spelling errors, but it's 20-17-14. And if you want the appendix, I'll give you the appendix, IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com. The other case in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals starts from the very beginning and tracks the through all the way through how they did it. Their stuff. There's a 998-page appendix marked up, highlighted, underlined, everything. I'll give it to you. It takes about 6 or 7 emails to get it to you, but I'll give it to you. Just got to email me. All right. Back in a minute.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, well, we're back. Like John Adams said, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And that's a fact. You don't put a bank robber in charge of the bank. We have criminals in charge of almost every aspect of our government today. I don't know how it got so deep. It's amazing. These people are contributing to Black Lives Matter, a Marxist communist outfit, and they admit it, and they're still going after it. I don't understand it, man. But the thing is, I have to correct myself. Evil has no way to understand it because it's not based on fact. It's based on lies. You can't have reason on lies. Doesn't exist. It's a no-go. It's just pure evil. They're out to destroy mankind for their own greed and their own power. They don't do facts. They went after the President of the United States with no crime and no facts. Same thing for General Flynn. No crime and no facts. And they got cleared to the Senate floor with Trump. With no crime and no facts. You can't make this stuff up. It just seems like it's impossible. There's no way it could happen. It did. It's here. Our republic has been overthrown. There's been a coup d'etat. There is no rule of law. Because we have criminals everywhere are getting away with everything, and the people are turning them loose and saying, come on in, MS-13. Come on, you child traffickers. Bring the fentanyl in. We're making a hero out of George Floyd that died of fentanyl overdose. We use official autopsies. The guy was saying, I can't breathe, before he even got out of the SUV. And the autopsy is the only way to determine the cause of death. He had 3 times the lethal dose, but we can't use that. That's a fact. So we're going to make it an idol out of George Floyd. Oh, my gosh. Picking up the garbage. That's like going to the toilet. Putting your hand in the toilet water and say, wow, look at what I found. Oh, wow. Sheesh. Sickening. And people do it. I really... Thing is, you can't understand evil. It's hard to understand ignorance. It's like the people in the Bible on Moses. They built a golden calf. They had first-hand knowledge. The only way to do it is open up the earth and say bye. I learned up here trying to help the Chickalin Nation. You can't save people that don't want to save themselves. You got to walk away. Turn and walk away. Nothing you can do. All you can do is bring out the truth. And there's the people that want the truth is going to be narrow as a way, according to the revelations. I don't know why. It boggles the mind. But we're going to win in the long run. It's going to be hell to pay somewhere between here and there. I'm hoping that we get Trump back and get our republic back, and I'm hoping that Mike Lindell is going to be a great awakening. I can tell you one thing, when his stuff gets to the Supreme Court, which it will, if they don't rule 9-1, this is like DNA, there will be a civil war. Guaranteed. Because people aren't going to put up with it no more. We keep goosing the people with white privilege and all this other nonsense, race baiting this and trying to get everybody fighting with everybody else, which is a good communist tactic. Get everybody fighting everybody else. Anyway, God willing, we will see you next Sunday and have a happy 4th of July and count our blessings.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future.